It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. It's time for the Dial-A-Doc program here today. Let's go to the Vein Center, the FHN Vein Center. Joining us here now this morning is Stacey Kearney. Hey, Stace, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. It's great to talk to you again from the Vein Center. Re-explain to your audience, the audience here today, your role at FHN and also at the Vein Center specifically.
Well, I'm an RN with the FHN Vein Center. We are now part of the imaging department on the first floor at the hospital. I work in collaboration with a great team of three physicians, another nurse, and then two ultrasound techs, and our scheduler, Faye.
I know that the Vein Center at FHN has been very popular the last couple of years. Tell us what type of services are offered there at the Vein Center.
Well, we now have three physicians, Dr. Urban, Dr. Castro, and Dr. Levine, and they're all specializing in venous disease and their treatments that include the laser endovenous laser ablation, microphlebectomies, and now we're actually offering sclerotherapy also.
You recently added a new doctor. Tell us about it.
Dr. Levine, she has been with FHN, I believe, for 11 years. She retired from her ENT practice, and she is now with the Vein Center.
I know that we're talking to Stacey Kearney, RN, at the FHN Vein Center here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. I know, Stacey, that many people think that varicose veins are a cosmetic problem, but it's really much more than that. Tell us about that and what problems they cause.
Oh, definitely. If someone is having signs of varicose veins, it's usually a red flag for a much bigger underlying problem. They usually have some form of venous insufficiency, which basically means the valves inside their veins are not functioning normally, and it's causing the reflux, or in other words, a backward flow of blood that pools in their legs that weakens the vein walls that results in the varicosities and other symptoms that they're experiencing.
And when you're talking about this, what are some of those underlying problems that cause this?
Honestly, the biggest majority is hereditary. If they have one parent with a history of venous disease, they usually have close to a 90% chance of developing it themselves. Age can be a risk factor, pregnancy with all the hormones that contribute to it, and then having a sedentary job where they stand for long periods of time.
Gotcha. Now, when does it actually become an issue, Stace, that it really should be surgically treated?
I usually educate the patients that, you know, if they're having obvious symptoms and it's starting to interfere with their life, if they're having lower extremity swelling, pain or cramping, leg fatigue, heaviness at night, skin changes or discoloration, severe itching, or any type of wounds that are not healing appropriately.
And to tell us a little bit about this surgery, is it complicated? Is it painful?
Not at all. We basically just call it a procedure because it is an outpatient procedure. It's done under a local anesthetic. There's no need for stitches or anything like that. The access sites for the microphlebectomies are actually closed with skin glue, basically. And then for the ablations, we just basically put a pressure dressing on. The patients literally walk in and then they walk out the same day, and many return to work the same day.
Oh, and is this covered by insurance?
It is. And it's at least 99.9% of insurance, as well as Medicare and Medicaid.
Now, what about the cosmetic type vein issues? Can they also be treated in FHN?
Absolutely. We now have the sclerotherapy. We have a package for our patients, and like you said, it's more of a cosmetic, so that is not covered by insurance. But they have a package here for $325 where a patient can get their consults, their initial treatment, and then a follow-up appointment, all for $325.
And so that's a procedure that is cosmetic-related. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
All right. What if someone wants to find out whether they're a candidate for any of the vein surgery or procedures that you've been talking about? Tell us how they can do that.
Well, I highly recommend that the patients come to a free screening that we offer once a month. We actually will be having one coming up next Tuesday where we still have a few spots open. That would be on October 23rd and then also November 26th, which is a Monday. They come in for these free screenings. The girls do a quick scan on them just to see if they have any form of vein reflux. If they do, then we kind of educate them on whether or not they would benefit from a full consult and a scan and then a meeting with the doctor.
All right. So you're talking about next Tuesday, week from today is what you're talking about, right?
Correct. Yes.
All right. So those are some of the screenings. So you have those once a month, and you have one coming up again Monday in November then too?
Yes, Monday, November 26th.
All right. And so that sounds like very convenient for folks. And if they'd want to take part in these screenings or maybe they have additional questions that maybe this program has maybe caused for them to think about, Stacy, how could they get a hold of you and get more information?
They can actually go to our website at www.fhn.org, or they can call Faye, our scheduler, at 599-8346 or 599-VANE.
All right. Very good. Stace, great to talk to you again. Appreciate it. Always great information. Let's talk again soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Stacy Kearney here today, the RN at the FHN Vein Center here this morning. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. Preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.